Welcome to the NYU Center for Data Science podcast. I'm your host, Tim Baker. This week, we'll be speaking with Megan Akakabul, who is the president of the Data Science Club. The Data Science Club is a student-initiated club that began in 2011. Megan is the third president of the club. In our conversation, Megan will address the plans for the upcoming year, how to get involved with the club, and much more. You can find the contact information for getting in touch with the Data Science Club in the episode description. So without further ado, let's jump into our conversation with Megan.
You know, maybe if you could introduce yourself, talk a little bit about your background and how you came to data science.
Yeah, so I'm Megan. I'm a senior in CAS currently studying data science and journalism. And actually, I wasn't intending to do data science at all. When I came to college, I was fully focused on journalism because I had a background in journalism. I had interned for my local NPR station, worked at my college radio station. But then coming to college, I realized I kind of missed the math. And that's when I chose data science as a STEM major that I could pursue because there was also an intersection with journalism being data journalism. And it's been really cool to kind of explore that on my own, taking lessons I learned from data science, taking lessons I learned from my journalism classes, and create new stories, work on my own projects.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about the Data Science Club and, you know, sort of what the whole mission is of the Data Science Club?
The NYU Data Science Club is basically attempting to foster community among the very many different data science students and people interested in data science there are in the undergraduate program, because data science is applicable in all the different industries, whether that's music, business, journalism, finance. We wanted to create a place where people could come and either develop their professional skills, maybe attend some workshops, but also just meet other people, create a network of like-minded individuals that they could rely on when they pursue their career or try to learn more in data science.
How did you first hear about the Data Science Club? And then, you know, cutting forward, how did you like initially get involved?
My first year was completely online because of COVID. But sophomore year, I came to campus and was looking for ways to get involved. And I think Club Fest happened virtually, but I did see that there was a Data Science Club. So I attended the info session and learned about the different committees. There's the events committee, publication committee, outreach committee, and marketing committee. And all of these committees offer opportunities for students to apply maybe a background skill that they have for the purpose of data science. So for me, that was publication. I was experienced in writing articles, research, things like that. So I joined the publication committee as a writer and then soon became an editor. And we worked on sourcing and brainstorming different articles we could publish on our Medium page, on the club's Medium page, to spread the word about data science. And then since then, I've become the president, and I'm on the e-board now trying to coordinate the overhead level.
Can you tell us a little bit about the blog and how students can get involved in that if they are interested in submitting articles?
Yeah, so a lot of students, they might have a project idea, but don't have the resources or time to commit to seeing it all the way through. And our idea with the publication is that we can offer some sort of accountability to students wanting to pursue a project, or if they have an idea they want to write about, they can work with an editor, get feedback, and kind of it'll guide them through the process. And so there's different ways of participating with the publication. You can either apply and join the committee, and then you'd have a responsibility of writing, I think, two articles per month or one article per month consistently. Otherwise, if you just have written something up already and you want some feedback guidance, you can pitch it to us, reach out to the publication director, and they'll help you get it published on the page, on the Medium page.
You mentioned that you're the new president. You're the third president in the history of the club. What have you learned from watching the previous presidents? And then how do you plan to lead the club into the future?
I think the Data Science Club, it's really diverse. As I said before, lots of people are coming with different backgrounds. And so what I've noticed with previous presidents and the leadership that's needed for this kind of club is figuring out how to both appeal to all these different types of people, but kind of maintain a center, like a standard of what the Data Science Club should be. So for us, it's, we want to foster that interest and excitement about data science. So we have workshops, maybe it's Python 101, but you can bring whatever project you want to work on to it. So I think that kind of drives our events ideology and what we're trying to do at the club.
You know, what are some of the big plans for this year? I know my understanding is you're only serving for half a year because you're graduating, but you know, as far as your hopes for the year, what are the big plans for this year?
So at least at the semester level, we're really trying to have a project development as our overarching theme. So starting off the semester with a workshop on brainstorming, how to start a project, maybe finding a partner, things like that. And then at the end of the year, we'll have some sort of project expo with feedback from judges, maybe grad students to offer help. So that's the overarching goal. And we really want to help students who have, like, I know I've started a bunch of different projects that are just kind of sitting on my laptop, not going anywhere. So the hope is that we can encourage students to start those projects and also support them as they continue through it.
How can students get involved? Well, it's a two-parter. So how can they get involved? But more importantly, why should they get involved?
So for the how question, we host events throughout the semester. And if you see one that piques your interest, you're welcome to come attend, see what it's like. And there's not much of a commitment outside of just attending. But then if you want to get more involved, get behind the scenes, you can join one of our committees through an application process. So you can apply and join one of the committees. There'll be an interview process as well. And once you're on the committee, you'll be having responsibilities, whether that's organizing events, maybe connecting with different companies, finding sponsors for events or publication, writing articles, things like that. And as far as why, for me at least, joining the club has been a really great way to meet people in the data science community, because when you're studying data science, you're also studying something else, whether it's a minor or a major. I feel like it's hard to bond with people who are taking the same classes. Everyone's on a different path. But in the club, you're meeting people who are interested in data science, and you can find friends, find people to work with on projects for classes. It's just a really important way to fulfill your career academic goals.
So I lied. There is one more question. And this is just a question. It's not data science related that I like to end all the interviews with. You know, we're in New York City. It's a big, expansive place, but we're in this little corner of New York City where we all live our lives. So what would your recommendation be to anybody listening? What is something they should do while they're in New York City that's not NYU or data science related?
I think for me, my favorite part of New York City is the High Line. I just find it really peaceful and a way to relax after being in the very crowded, overwhelming city sometimes. So take a walk on the High Line would be my recommendation.
Excellent. Thank you. I've lived here for almost 30 years and I've never been to the High Line. So
really?
I good advice.
It was my sanctuary during finals week.
Yeah, I could imagine. So great. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And we'll include all the links in the notes section of the episode so students can access the club.
Thank you for listening to the Center for Data Science podcast. I'm Tim Baker. I was your host. I'd like to thank Megana for joining us and talking about the Data Science Club. If you want to get involved with the Data Science Club, you can find the links in the show's episode notes. And it's a really great organization. They do a lot of great stuff here at the center. The music for this show was lent to us by my good friend Jason Griff. You can find his music at jasongriff.bandcamp.com.